I'm Gemma Lonsdale, psychic medium and life coach, and you're listening to the Happy Psychic Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Happy Psychic. I am your host, your guiding light, Gemma Lonsdale. And in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about energy protection. Now, protecting our energy is something that is very important, regardless of whether we're working with spirit or not. So even if you don't consider yourself a psychic or a psychic medium or to be gifted, or you're not actively using your gift, energy protection is still very, very, very important to you. And I don't think that we realize just how important it is. Okay. So when we are empathic, as quite a number of us are, it means that we pick up on other energies very, very easily, and we're easily impacted by other energies. So whether you are aware or not that you have that ability, chances are you do to some extent. Okay. And whenever I say that we can be impacted easy, I mean that you can be dragged down by someone's energy. And I'm going to be very, very surprised if any of you are to say that, no, this has never happened to me. So if I give you a scenario of you walk into a room, maybe you're going into work, you're going into school, you walk into a room and you suddenly sense something is off. You know, something is just a little bit off. There's maybe like a little bit of a negative energy in the air. There's two or three people sitting. You can, you know, sense their facial expressions, and it's just, you know, things aren't really that good. And all of a sudden it does bring you down a little bit, or perhaps you come into contact with somebody. It could be a friend or a colleague, or, you know, somebody that you go to school with. And all of a sudden they're on a bit of a Debbie Downer. They're very negative. They're having, you know, a lot of turbulence at home. They're, you know, it's raining outside. Their car broke down that morning. That negative energy, chances are, has sort of brought you down a little bit as well. Have you ever had that feeling where you just had to get away from somebody? Likewise, however, there is an upside to that. And whenever we come across people who are pretty vibrant and upbeat and really positive, they can lift us up. So it does, you know, there's benefits to it. We, you know, it can work both ways. But really what we don't want is to be focusing on our energy, replenishing our energy, you know, putting all of that work into ourselves, the meditation, the self-help, the solitude, the soul searching, the eating the right things, the moving our body. There's no point in doing all of that if you're not then going to protect your energy, because what's going to happen is if you come into contact with that Debbie Downer or that person that is a little bit more negative or is going through some turbulence at the minute and is just not able to see the light at the end of the tunnel and is prepared to be miserable about it and wants to moan and groan, they're going to be feeding off your energy. Okay. And we all know, you know, probably all heard that term energy vampire. And that's really exactly what it means. It means that people will use your energy to then replenish their own lost stocks. And it's the universe's way of trying to, you know, to achieve balance. Okay. But what you don't want is for that to happen. You don't want to be your, you know, your energy dragged down where you've spent all day with, you know, Debbie the Downer, and all of a sudden you're coming home and you're like, oh my God, just get me in, get me away from her. I don't have another minute to spend on anybody else. I can't, I'm just so tired. You don't really want that, okay? And likewise, if you're working for spirit, you know, whenever we're working for spirit, we have to have a high bright, I can speak, hold on, just put my teeth back in. We have to have a high vibration. You know, with spirit communication, it's all about us raising our vibration and then spirit lowering theirs to meet us in the middle. Okay. So we need to have a high vibration in order to work. And we also need to be able to protect that energy, because it takes a lot of energy to get used to that high vibration. So if you're not used to it, it means that with the spirit work that you do, you will become depleted much more easy. So if you plan to, you know, do readings for people, you know, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and this is your dream job, or you want to be on stage doing a psychic event or whatever it might be, you need to be able to manage your energy better and protect your energy. So regardless of whether you're working for spirit or not, energy protection is very, very important. Okay. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of different ways that you can do that, because it's dead easy. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it is something that's important. And I would really encourage you to try and fit it into your day and make it a regular thing. So me personally, I do it every day. Nighttime is when I do it. And what I do is I visualize myself clearing my aura of everybody's energy. And I sort of go through with a pair of scissors when I'm visualizing this, and just disconnecting myself from everybody's energy that I've accumulated that day. So that could be people that you've spoken to online, people that you've thought about, people who have thought about you. It doesn't need to be a physical interaction. People obviously that I've done any readings for, because I don't want to carry their energy with me, you know. And it, as lovely as you all are, it does mean that I can be burdened down with the things that you have going on in your life, and I can't afford for that to happen with the nature of the work that I do. So it's very, very important for me to ensure that I'm disconnecting from all of that energy. So I visualize that happening, and then I visualize myself standing under a waterfall, or like a, at the minute it's a shower. I've changed venues a few times, but I have a specific sort of place I go in my head, and I visualize it, and this is where I go all the time. And there's these lovely crystals on the wall, and I stand, and the shower runs over me, and like I'm just laughing because it is at a water side. It's like there's a river, and but my guide is saying it's a rainwater, harvested rainwater that we use because we're going very environmental these days. So I know that it's harvested rainwater that is used to cleanse my energy. So I'm standing under the shower, and I sometimes see colors with the aura coming off, and I just sort of say to myself, you know, cleanse my energy of anything negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, and the energy of anyone else. And then I see the water running into this river that is beneath the shower that I'm in. And once I'm finished that, it's time to then start thinking, okay, we need to do some protection. And one of the things that I do is I visualize myself putting a cloak over myself, a cloak of protection. So I wrap that right around myself, zip it up, tie it up whenever it needs to be. And it's a bright white light. And this energy bubble protects me. Okay. And then I visualize the different energies coming towards me, and higher vibration energies that are equal to or greater than mine can come in and be absorbed in through the top. And any other negative vibrations or darker energies, I would say, would bounce off and then go into the ground, and Mother Earth would then take care of them. Okay. So that's my intention whenever I visualize that. And in addition to that, in the real world, I always have crystals down my bra. But specifically black crystals or dark crystals for protection. So the two that I use, I use black tourmaline and obsidian. Okay, so I always have two of those on whenever I'm working. And whenever I'm working, I mean working with spirit. And what I do is I cleanse them under some running water or through the smoke of an incense stick. And I just place them in the palms of my hands and I charge them. And I just literally 5 seconds, and I just put my intention into them of what I want those crystals to do. And I want protection from all of those energies. So you might want to be doing that while you're visualizing yourself in this bubble. So I do that, and then I visualize that I'm actually doing that. So I've done it in the real world, and I've put them in my bra, whatever. It is important, I would say, for the darker crystals to be touching your skin, really, for you to get the most protection from them. That's what spirit have been telling me for quite a long time now. So, you know, if you've got like a bracelet, a necklace, something like that, that, you know, might be more convenient for you, then that would be a really good option. But I also visualize myself actually doing the same, and I charge the crystal and I put it down, you know, put it down my top or put it down my bra. The other thing that I also do is I visualize anybody that's sending negative thoughts or negative comments, anything like that, because it doesn't have to be a comment. It doesn't have to be an interaction. If you have had an argument with somebody, or you've done something to upset someone, for example, and they're sat at home on their sofa stewing over it, that is still sending negative vibrations your way, negative energy. And it is really what's called a psychic attack. Even if that person's intention isn't to psychically attack you, that is what they're doing with those negative thoughts, okay? So even if that person isn't spiritual or isn't inclined towards spirituality, their energy still works the same, and it can still be impacted towards you. So what I do I've put my bubble around me, charge my crystals up in the real world and in my visualization, and then I hold a mirror and I just ask that any negative energies, thoughts, feelings, emotions that are coming from another person, that the energy is directed back to them and reflected back with this mirror. Okay. You can use that in specific situations if you are feeling under attack in any way. You know, for me, for example, if I've posted something out on social media, TikTok, something like that, and I'm getting, you know, quite a barrage of negative comments or maybe hate, for example, then that's the first thing I do, is I visualize that mirror being held up, and I ask my guides and the universe really to help me with that energy and send it back to the sender. And it just gives me that little additional bit of protection, really. It makes it much easier for you to be able to shake it off. Okay, if you're not doing some kind of visualization or something like that, it can be very, very hard to shake that energy off, and it can easily weigh you down. And you really don't want that. You don't want to be carrying people's energy with you, even if it's amazing energy, you know, fair enough, take the benefits of it, take the upliftment from it, but you definitely don't really want to be carrying that with you. Okay, so those are just a few different things that you can be doing. As I say, I do it every night. I don't see the need to drag it out and to make it into a very, very long thing. You know, it literally takes me a few minutes. Sometimes I'll do it whenever I'm meditating or whenever I'm going to go into a meditation. And I find it a really good way to connect with my guides as well. Sometimes I'll notice the angels sort of around protecting me. Sometimes I'll have a guide that'll come and take me by the hand and say, oh, we want to go and have a discussion, and they'll take me somewhere. So it's a nice time to really spend in other realms and, you know, with the spirit world, really, and with those that we don't see all the time because we're so focused on the material world that we're in. But I just can't emphasize enough the importance of protecting your energy. And whenever you find as well that you are a person, so for me personally, I'll give you my example. Before I became aware really of my spirituality, first of all, I was told that I was an empath by somebody, and I was like, I don't really think that I pick up on anybody's energy, but I was thinking to myself that it's, you know, sensing what other people are feeling. And I was doing that, maybe not fully realizing it, but I definitely wasn't aware of the impact other people's energy was having on me. And if I was having a bad day, it's not always my bad day I was having. I could have been having somebody else's bad day. So whenever we're not fully aware of our energies, you know, it can still be impacting you. And the way that you will notice it is certainly those bad days. You know, if your moods are very up and down, you know, mood swings and things like that. Like even now, my guide is saying that there's a lot of people that have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder who are actually experiencing the emotions and mood of others and are very, very easily influenced and susceptible to, you know, the spiritual world as well. So she's just bringing that through. And that won't be in all cases, but she is just bringing that through as an example. So protection is very, very important. Okay. There was something else that she just brought through there. No, she's just said that's sufficient. So she's happy enough with what I've said. But, you know, we definitely don't realize, you know, how easy we're impacted and the connection of everything. And, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV. I would much prefer to be sitting talking to spirit or meditating or, you know, reading a book. Okay. That's really where I want to be with. You know, I don't want to sit and watch, you know, things on Netflix. And I do occasionally do that, but it's very, very rare. And the other day I thought to myself, you know, I'm gonna watch something, but I like watching about biographies, as long as they're not necessarily all about serial killers, for example. Something that's gonna be maybe a bit upbeat, because again, I don't want to take that energy on. You know, whenever we're watching something that's a bit negative or a bit heavier, we're taking that energy on. Okay, so you just have to be aware of that. That's why whenever we you know, the saying is that you are what you eat, but what you're eating isn't necessarily the food on your plate. It's the things that you're watching, you know, the news channels, the the real life TV, you know, the things that you're actually putting into your mind, not just your stomach, okay? So it's just important to bear that in mind, that all of that really, really impacts on your overall well-being, and even the constant scrolling on social media and things like that. I would like to think that this is uplifting for you, fingers crossed, but it's just important to be aware that, you know, you are what you eat, and it's not just the food that you're putting into your body. It's everything. It's all of the information that you're absorbing, who you're listening to, and the opinions that you're taking on from other people as well. Okay. But sorry, I was just about to talk about, I was watching a nature program. I decided I would put on like a series. It was a David Attenborough one, and I was watching this, this particular episode. I just happened to see it, and it really, really brought home to me the amazing miracles and how interconnected we all are, and how little we really know about that. You know, we virtually, I know that there's so much science out there, but the science that we have is so minuscule in comparison to what we don't know. There's so much about the world that we don't know. And I mean it about the world, the interconnectedness of everything, the spirit realm, like all of that, okay? And this particular thing that I watched, my stories are always very long and convoluted, so I hope that that's okay. But I'll try and make this quick and brush it up a wee bit and just quicken it up. There was a flower, and a bee had went into this flower to get the pollen. And what happens is there's sticky residue on the inside. So the bee goes in and it collects the pollen, or it attempts to collect the pollen, and it gets stuck to the bottom of this flower. And then it means that there's only one exit out. And while the bee is then exiting out of that flower, the flower then sticks something to the bee's bum, okay? And then as the bee, might be the pollen, I'm not sure, but as the bee is then flying about, these drop off and then other plants grow somewhere else. And I just thought to myself, that has to be the prime example of just amazing, of how amazing this world is. You know, that a plant knows to do that with a bee, and because it knows that its life depends on it, or that, you know, the spreading of the plant and the, you know, that particular, you know, flower actually depends on it. And I just thought, isn't that amazing? Isn't Mother Earth amazing? And how a plant can know how to do that just instinctively. And yeah, it just blew my mind. It really, really blew my mind. And it brought home to me how interconnected we all are. And I still don't know the half of it. You know, we could sit and employ all the scientists under the sun, and I really firmly believe that we'll never come up with the answers, because we're not supposed to have them. You know, we're supposed to be living this earthly existence and, you know, developing ourselves spiritually and connecting and building our knowledge. But I really think there's a lot of knowledge there that isn't supposed to be had. But yeah, I wanted to share that with you, because I really did find it to be something that was super amazing, and really brought it home to me anyway, the amazingness of the world that we're living in. So anyway, I really thank you for joining me for this episode. I hope that you've really found that useful for, you know, your energy protection. And I really would encourage you to make a regular occurrence of this. You know, there's a lot of different visualizations and things that you can listen to on YouTube. But if you feel the need, in fact, I would be happy to record one. You know, if somebody felt the need to follow a guided visualization until they got used to it, just let me know, drop a comment in, or send me an email, or contact me on social media. And if there is a desire for that, then I will create something, because it's not something else, it's going to take a lot of time in your day. It's something very, very short. You can just spend a few minutes on it, and that's sufficient. You could do it when you're brushing your teeth, or, you know, having a shower. But it's so important to start, you know, doing that regularly. And if you do find your mood to be very up and down, what you will find gradually is that those up and downs will start to peter out a little bit, and you'll just become a lot less impacted by what other people are up to around you, and it won't be impacting you as much. So there you go. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you're able to, please rate the show or leave feedback. It would be much appreciated. You can find me on the social channels, TikTok being the most used, by searching for Gemma Lonsdale Guru. If you'd like to book a private reading or inquire about coaching or having me speak at your event, then visit www.gemmalonsdale.guru. You can also join my development group on Facebook by searching Gemma Lonsdale Development Group.